ABC News.
Hello, David Rollins, wrapping up some of the latest news. Pakistan's Prime Minister has praised US President Donald Trump for what he's called his extraordinary efforts to pursue peace with Iran. Pakistan has been mediating efforts to bring an end to the war launched by the US and Israel at the end of February. As well as lauding Trump's efforts towards peace, Shahbaz Sharif also committed Pakistan to continuing to mediate and host any further peace talks. Meanwhile, Pakistan's Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar says there's meaningful progress towards peace, echoing Trump's latest assertion that a deal with Iran would reopen the Strait of Hormuz, has been largely negotiated by now. However, Iran's semi-official Fars news agency says that Trump's view is inconsistent with reality. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has used a powerful hypersonic ballistic missile in its latest aerial attack on the capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian officials say at least one person was killed and 20 injured in the overnight drone and missile assault that hit residential buildings and schools. It marks the third time in the war that Russia has used the hypersonic missile, which is capable of carrying conventional or nuclear warheads. Russian President Vladimir Putin says it travels at 10 times the speed of sound and is capable of destroying underground bunkers 3, 4 or more floors down. And police in far north Queensland say a man attacked by a shark was retrieved from the water but died from his injuries. Emergency services were called to a boat ramp on the Cassowary coast between Cairns and Townsville following reports that a 39-year-old man had been attacked at Kennedy Shoal, a popular diving and spearfishing location. Queensland Police Inspector Elaine Burns said the species of shark was unconfirmed, but that the Department of Environment and Science would be involved in the investigation. This is ABC News.